license plate, license plate. Every state has a license plate. I'll detect them, I'll collect them, I'll collect every license plate.
I've never heard that before. It was a history-making time 35 years ago this month when state officials unveiled the design of an all-new license plate in advance of the Washington State Centennial Celebration. Our resident historian Felix Bunnell tracked down the high school senior whose enduring design beat out nearly 1,400 other artists. Felix is brought to us by the Lake Washington Windows and Doors.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, it was back in May 1986. Eric Booth was a student at Ferndale High School in Whatcom County. One afternoon, the phone rang. His mom hollered for him, and he came and took the cordless handset from her and placed it to his ear. The caller was Teresa Aragon, head of the Washington State Department of Licensing.
And she's like, "Hi, Eric. Do you remember entering this contest?" So I'm kind of like, "Yeah." And she said, "You won." And I immediately was just like, flying around the house. She was talking to me, asking me questions, and I was like, "You've got to be kidding me." I literally, my face went kind of pins and needles. The adrenaline was pumping, and all I remember from that conversation was something like, "You won. We want to bring you down to Olympia, blah, blah, blah. State Patrol car will come and get you. Where's your family?"
So the centennial was in 1989. It's 100 years since Washington became a state. The contest to design the license plate was held a few years before that, in 1986, and now the origins of the contest and the idea of making a special plate trace back a bit before that, to former Secretary of State Ralph Monroe and a visit he made to his elderly father on Bainbridge Island.
And he went out in the garage and he pulled out a 1939 license plate from the state of Washington, and he said, "You should have a license plate." This was the 1939 license plate for the Golden Jubilee. And so we got this license plate idea, and I started to promote it, and others talked about it. We thought, yeah, it's a great idea. Let's have a license plate.
So that was the one sign that Washington had a special plate before, for the 50th anniversary of statehood, mm-hmm. back in 1939. So there's a direct link between 1939 and 1989, which I think is pretty cool. Now, Eric Booth had always drawn cars and band logos, and he was in the early stages of choosing a career in graphic design when his art teacher encouraged him to enter the contest, which he says he did on the last possible day. And the plate design he submitted, which we'll talk about in a minute, had a silhouette of Mount Rainier and the words Centennial Celebration. After that phone call, it all happened pretty fast. The official unveiling was in late May at the state capitol. Late former Governor Booth Gardner was there, and so was Secretary of State Ralph Monroe, who was in charge of the whole Centennial Celebration. Eric was there with his mom and dad. They had, in fact, been driven from Ferndale to Olympia by the state patrol. They gave him a plaque with a copy of the plate, and the media coverage was intense, as you could imagine, which meant that young Eric soon learned that his design was not exactly universally admired.
And I remember the headline was, "New license plate, you love or you hate." And, of course, the people who loved it were the housewives and the people with blue or red vans, minivans, who thought, you know, "I love it. It's going to match my car." And then we had, you know, people who were professional graphic designers who were kind of like, they hated it. They thought it was amateurish. It looked contrived. Of course, I remember all of this now like it was yesterday. It's just kind of stuck with me my entire career.
You know, and despite the critics, winning the contest did influence his career. He's now principal interaction designer with Pitney Bowes in Connecticut. And the Centennial Plate was popular with the public, too. It was available from 1987 to 1990. And what made the winning design stand out is that it's very colorful. It's not the green that you might have been expected for a Washington plate. It's red and blue. And, of course, it also has that Mount Rainier silhouette. And that silhouette and those colors were kept after the Centennial Celebration was over, which is a little unusual. So Eric's design is currently visible on more than 7.5 million plates here in 2021.
Wow.
And now Eric Booth can't remember exactly how he was inspired to go with Mount Rainier, but he remembers how he drew it so accurately.
My dad was working in Tacoma at the time, and I literally was looking out the window and just kind of traced it. And so a couple of my original designs, I was doing the shading and doing all that stuff. And I was like, nobody's going to be able to see the shading. They're not even going to be able to print the shading. So I just came up with a thing where I could block it out, you know. But I was literally, I was visiting him at his office down there. And if you're thinking about it, it's the Tacoma view of the mountain.
One more reason for Tacoma to feel superior to Seattle.
Yes.
So 35 years later, Eric says family and friends still remember his role in designing the plate. And it comes up in those icebreaker games, you know, something you don't know about me kinds of things you do, and you start new jobs and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He said that he sees the plates occasionally near where he lives now in Connecticut. But one particular place where a Washington plate is on display made a big impression.
I had a friend, actually, who was, like, visiting the Smithsonian. This one kind of blew me away. And they've got the preamble, "We the People," done in kind of customized license plates. And my license plate design is there. And that one kind of is like, of all of the places where people have kind of said, hey, Eric, I saw your plate, that was the one that kind of threw me back the most. I was like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they picked the right plate and the right guy. He's humble, but it's clear he's still really jazzed by the honor of having his design selected.
Probably every time I look at a license plate, I'm probably thinking about it in the back of my head. Do I dwell on it? Every time I do think about it, though, I think about how lucky I am. That's, you know, if it had just come and gone in a few years and people would be like, you know what, no big deal. To me, I think the thing that stands out the most is really just the length of time.
Yeah, that is pretty incredible. And the state wasn't able to tell me just how many of Eric's plates in total have been made over the past 34 years. I mean, if there's 7.5 million out there right now, it's got to be, I don't know, 20, 30 million.
Huge.
I mean, some tens of millions of these plates out there. And what artist can point to that, a piece of artwork, and say, you know, this many millions are out there in metal? Now, I had to ask him if you ever got to see the factory in Walla Walla where the plates are made by Department of Corrections inmates.
No, I didn't get to see it. But, you know, my dad, being the dad he is, I inherited his dad jokes. He used to always say, you know, my son designed the plate. He's not making them.
And I talked to Eric's parents, Roger and Connie, and they're just as proud as you expect. And Eric, he still has his copy of the original Centennial plate that he ordered for himself, a personalized plate that says my design on it. And we'll have a gallery up later at My Northwest with all kinds of great pictures of the images of the plates that he's collected, plates he's been inspired by. And it is really unusual because other states have had special plates for their centennials or other kinds of special occasions. But the fact the core design remains, what is it, 34 years later, 35 yeah. years after it was, like, that's really bizarre.
Well, and I mean, if you're going to choose an icon, you can't do better than Mount Rainier, right?
Yeah, they really did a nice job. And the contest was a real success. They picked the right plate and the right guy.
Right. Felix Bedell, all his features are available at MyNorthwest.com. And if you're new to town and don't know what Mount Rainier looks like, it's out this morning. By the way, you just look to the southeast. You'll see the license plate.
I always get it mixed up with Mount Pilchuck.
It's easy to do. Felix Bedell. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.